c'est beau.
Yeah, the limo.
Me.
And what up, Mr. Name in the Jingle?
What's going on, Civil O-Line Lady?
We are live from Orlando. We are in O-Town, J. Anthony Brown, and we all are here.
Yes, we are.
We are here, but...
Oh, thank you. I'm glad it's not me.
Thank you, Lucky Stars. We had some travel challenges this morning.
Everybody did yesterday.
Yeah. J. Anthony Brown. and Tom is efforting. He's minutes away. But some of us had an easier time getting to Orlando yesterday than others.
Yeah, we landed in Tampa yesterday because of the weather. And so I'm sitting there waiting. Why is everybody not getting off the plane?
Because you were asleep.
I was asleep, and I woke up, and we were in Tampa. So we had to get some gas. We had to take up a little collection, get more gas money, and we made it on to Orlando. I got here by 9 o'clock, so I left at 10 o'clock yesterday from L.A.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's cool. Hey.
But the funny thing is, he's texting me and saying, we're in Tampa. And I texted him back. I said, and you know we're supposed to be in Orlando,
right?
He said, no. We had to land because of some weather issues.
So the weather was pretty bad yesterday everywhere. And well, at least on this side.
It was. Everybody had some rain. And I think some of the weather that went through Dallas, where I lost my power Saturday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and still had issues. Into Sunday, I think it moved. Of course, it's Florida too,
yeah, well,
and it rains every day in Florida.
Every 20 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, it's liquid sunshine.
So we all made it.
We are all here, we are excited to be a part of
the
Tom Jordan Morning Show.
Back
at Star 94.5. Absolutely.
So much.
And the folks are outside, and they're anxious to be a part of this broadcast. And we're anxious to get the little broadcast started.
Sorry, I'm late.
Okay. We're gonna need an excuse.
Yeah.
We're gonna need some
what
sort
you got
of
written down. Buddy.
I got nothing. I wasn't prepared. I thought I was gonna be on time.
I know, right?
Yeah. Don't you hate that?
A communications organization with.
Communication. We had a little mix-up, but everybody's cool now.
All right.
We made
We're
it.
Good.
We're here.
We're good.
We're here. We're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
From Orlando. Mm-hmm. It's the Tom Joyner Morning Show. Civil. J. Anthony Brown.
All right.
Player.
After being off the air for...
How long were we off?
Forever.
Market?
It was too long.
It was too long.
And because people...
The people spoke.
Yes, they
That's
did.
Great.
Sometimes your opinion just got to be spoke.
Sometimes your opinion just got to be spoke.
And
they wanted this, and they wanted
and the
back.
Station
thank
gave the people what they want.
Thank you.
Got to give the people.
And thank you so much. All right.
So we're late on our first day back, but okay, hey. Things happen.
That doesn't look good, does it?
You know how they say that how you start is how you finish.
No, we're going to make this work.
That doesn't look good, does it? Your first day on the job. First day back on the job.
Right.
And you're late. Not a good look.
No, not.
Okay.
But they love us. Yeah. They love us, and they're
people
willing.
People are here
to,
waiting.
Yeah.
And that's the real embarrassing part, because people have been not only been waiting a long time for years and years, but
they got up early to come in.
And they're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're already here.
I know. And when Jay and I came in, it was like, it's just us.
And yesterday was our first day officially on the air.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we weren't in Orlando.
Right.
There were people here yesterday
thinking
morning.
Thinking we were supposed to be here yesterday, huh?
Yeah. Lots of people.
That is so wonderful.
That
really is.
That's love.
That is serious love. That's
some
good love.
That's some
thank
good
you
love.
So much.
Is right. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Could use all of that. We need what the world needs now.
Yeah.
Really.
Is love. Sweet love.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the only thing.
That there's
all right.
Two.
Anything happen overnight? we good?
All calm on the Western Front.
Huh? Locally, the people are protesting still about the gun laws and anti-discrimination policies. Because, you know, we're still not a month away from the Pulse shootings. And so 10 protesters were arrested last night at the office of Senator Marco Rubio. People are keeping up their protests no matter where you go. And we are here at the home of where this went down with the Pulse nightclub massacre. And so they have people at Rubio's office last night. They were arrested.
They had people in Atlanta protesting in front of the governor's mansion all last night.
Yeah.
They did a sit-in, and the mayor, Mayor Reed, had to come and calm things down. Not the governor.
No.
They wanted to see the mayor. Right?
They wanted to see the mayor.
Absolutely.
And the protest and the protest and the protest just go on and on. And I think there was some arrest. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of arrest.
And last night was a vigil for the five police officers who were killed in Dallas. And it was very emotional, as you might expect.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest reception was by the chief of police, David Brown. Who is now the face of the whole situation in Dallas. And today is the day in which the major ceremony will take place at the Meyer Symphony Center in Dallas, in which the president is scheduled to attend, as well as the former President Bush and Vice President Biden.
Okay. What a tragedy.
Yeah.
Meanwhile... Here's a Detroit detective demoted for going on Facebook. Why does everybody think that they can just go on Facebook and say whatever?
And
say nobody's whatever.
Nobody's going to see it.
Or
say whatever they want to say.
Say whatever they want to say. They figure somebody's going to see it.
But because they want their friends to see it, but the people who don't necessarily agree with it are going to point it out to their bosses.
He said Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization, and so the police department demoted him.
Not fired. He should have been fired.
That's what I'm thinking.
He should have been fired.
I'm thinking, yeah.
You know, here's a lady who was the former Miss Alabama. And
aren't you proud?
God. Here's a lady who was a former Miss Alabama, said some discouraging things about the police that were shot. And she said she didn't feel anything for them. She said...
she should have been kicked in the sash. Should I have said this?
And people just think that they got the right, you
to
know,
say anything
they want to say.
And she called the Dallas shooter a martyr.
Yeah.
But she's not alone either. Just like this detective in Detroit is not alone.
Feel the same way.
I'm telling you, I was reading articles on the way here yesterday.
But you can't get on Facebook and say how you feel.
No.
You can't say, but I got the right, First Amendment right, freedom of speech.
Yes,
well,
you have.
You have that, but... Freedom of speech ain't free.
Tell them.
It's not free.
Nice t-shirt player. I like that. Freedom of speech ain't free.
It ain't free.
No. It costs.
You can say what you
want
to say,
but
there are consequences.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like lawsuits.
Right.
That's right.
Like
loss of job.
Loss of job.
Ass whooping.
Freedom of speech ain't free.